This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair stepping back in. Early in the decade, the emerald ash borer ran rampant through the region, killing millions of ash trees. On one hand, it's been a tremendous loss. But for the more progressive minds, it also presented an opportunity. Among the environmentally sound practices growing in practical purpose and popularity is turning waste wood into a resource. Recycle Ann Arbor's Reuse Center is the founding home for the Urban Wood Marketplace and has been in operation since 2006 now. Recycle Ann Arbor collaborates with the Southeast Michigan Resource Conservation and Development Council and the Genesee Conservation District, and together they make best use of what would otherwise be wasted wood. And that's the focus of this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. Our guest this morning is Jessica Simons, and Jessica is director of the Urban Wood Project and is a natural resources specialist at the Southeast Michigan Resource Conservation and Development Council. Good morning, and welcome to WEMU, Jessica.
Hi, David. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, how significant was the emerald ash borer in bringing about the Urban Wood Project?
It really was essential. It served as a catalyst that got everyone looking at urban trees. I think that too often people in Southeast Michigan tend to think of the forest as something that happens up north. And so,
but this is tree town, of course.
This is tree town. And so what happened is, with so many hundreds and thousands of trees coming down in neighborhoods, people noticed what was happening in their own yards and started to wonder what happened to all of that wood when those trees were removed.
What did happen with the majority of the trees that were removed? Did they just end up in a wood chipper and wasted?
That's typically what happens. Most landscape trees nationwide, when they're removed, they tend to either go toward mulch, they go toward firewood, and it's sometimes they do go to a biomass energy facility. But those, I'd say, are the three most common uses.
How much wood ends up in a landfill in a given year?
It can be a fair amount. We've done a lot of surveys with the Southeast Michigan RC&D Council, working together with partners at Michigan State's Department of Forestry, and we looked at how wood waste is handled in Southeast Michigan and found that a lot of wood does end up entering landfills. A lot of it also just goes into collection yards in different places, but very little of that wood is actually recovered for other uses. And so the study that we did showed that only about 30% of the wood that went into disposal yards actually came out as any kind of product.
Well, I guess therein lies the issue. We're wasting perfectly good wood resources every day in every community, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Once wood is salvaged, what process does it have to go through to become usable for reuse?
Well, what we found here in Southeast Michigan is that there are many small businesses, small sawmills, that are ideally suited to handling this wood. What we've really found is that the smaller the company, ones using things like portable bandsaws, they're nimble. They can get in and take a log or two at a time in a way that a larger factory sawmill can't really manage. And so this is really a niche industry, and we found that by using a whole network of small partners, we've been able to actually access this resource and make some use out of it.
And that really speaks to the collaborative part of this endeavor. It really is an expansive collaboration, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. We have seven producers that are actively selling within urban wood marketplaces right now. Again, these are small family-owned businesses, all local to Southeast Michigan. We have two additional mills that are joining in just in the coming months, and we have three nonprofit restores that are all partnering in the network to act as the retail centers for our marketplaces.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Jessica Simons. She is director of the Urban Wood Project and natural resources specialist at the Southeast Michigan Resource Conservation and Development Council. You've talked about the three nonprofit selling points, the urban marketplace centers.
Yes.
When I walk in the door, what am I going to find?
Oh, you're going to find some beautiful stuff. Basically, I like to think of it as a farmer's market for wood. So,
oh, how interesting.
We have stalls set up, just like you'd find at a farmer's market, where each sawmill can set up their own racks of materials. And while many of them sell some similar products, a lot of wide-width boards, a huge variety of species, I'd say up to 30 different species available at any time. So it goes well beyond what you'd find at your typical big box store. But we also sell unique pieces, things that you just wouldn't see anywhere else. Huge slabs with bark attached, bases for plaques, shelf parts that are already ready to just hang on the wall with some brackets, which we also have in stock. a huge variety of things for woodworkers, especially. So if someone is a custom woodworker and looking for unusual character items that they just wouldn't find at a typical lumber yard, this is the place to go.
Now, there are a lot of folks who don't work with wood that would like to purchase products from people that do. Have some of the people who have come and purchased the products from these centers sent pictures in and giving you an idea of what these are turning into?
Definitely. So we've tried to showcase some of those on our website, urbanwood.org. And so that's one place to go to check out some of the things that local artists and woodworkers have made. We also had a successful show last fall with Washtenaw Community College that just featured the art and woodworking projects of people in Washtenaw County who have been using urban wood.
And what was one of the more fascinating pieces that you saw that you said, you know, I wish I'd have thought of that and I wish it was in my house?
Oh, there was a sculpture that I really wanted. I tried to talk the artist out of it, but she really wasn't going to let it go.
Now, is this a marketplace where I, as someone who's never worked with wood, could walk in and still find something I find of value and of use? Or is it really for the more creative among us who can walk in and see a piece of lumber and say, there's something in there trying to get out?
Oh, I think that there's something for everyone there. So everything from the first-time homeowner who has a DIY spirit and just wants to hang a nice shelf on the wall, that can be done with, you know, you got a drill, you can hang an urban wood board, and you've already got a character piece. But for the more serious woodworker who maybe wants to pick up an unusual turning blank to be able to craft a bowl, we can provide that as well.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Jessica Simon. She is director of the Urban Wood Project. Looking forward, is this something that can expand much beyond what we see today? Can it become somewhat important in creating more affordable housing in a particular region or helping with low-income home assistance? Can it be a more significant part of our community solutions?
Well, I think that it can. And I think that, you know, much like the dawn of the recycling era, I think that recycling was once something that was just seen as a fringe activity as well. And so I would like to see in the future for this to become a common part of how we manage trees in our communities. And as you mentioned, this is a resource. It's a tremendous resource that's been largely wasted. And in fact, the studies done with Michigan State showed that the wood salvaged just from Southeast Michigan's dead and dying trees could provide enough wood for building 5,600 homes a year. So it's a tremendous amount of material that has been largely wasted.
Now, once again, we have to give some credit to the good folks at Recycle Ann Arbor for latching on to this idea and launching it. It seems to be an idea now that is picking up steam in other parts of the country. People looking to Ann Arbor for guidance on how to do this as well.
Definitely. We are in talks right now with a ReStore in Madison, Wisconsin that is building a marketplace based on our model. And similarly, we also are getting ready to start on a new USDA Forest Service grant-funded project together with partners in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri to look at how we can spread better urban wood use across the Midwest region.
Is this self-sustaining now, or will it soon be?
We have been growing with every year, and so we've been thrilled. Recycle Ann Arbor has so much faith in this project that they have, again, just in the last few months, dedicated more of the reuse center to urban wood. And so we're building more racks and continuing to expand the space. And so I think we're on the right track.
So once again, where can we find more information about the Urban Wood Market Project?
You can go to urbanwood.org or visit the Ann Arbor Reuse Center.
I can't thank you enough for your time and your information today. It's been most helpful.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Jessica Simons, director of the Urban Wood Project, and she is a natural resources specialist at the Southeast Michigan Resource Conservation and Development Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This weekly segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU. If you'd like more information and resources on today's topic and to look through our archive, go to WEMU.org.